gave USC everything they wanted and more, but it looked like the tank ran out just about a little too early for them tonight. Certainly didn't have everybody you would have liked, especially the bigs with Hugh Hoagland out. That would turned out to be huge, as assistant coach Ben Johnson joining us. But I think overall, once you kind of get over the disappointment of the loss, the guys should hold their heads high as they came to compete. They were not intimidated by their surroundings, by their opponent. A lot to learn from as well. And I don't think the 11-point final score is maybe indicative of how competitive this game was for 40 minutes.
Yeah, you know, Jason, really give our guys a lot of credit. USC, really talented, you know, uber-talented team. And Coach Einfeld does a great job. But this is a different team, and you saw that tonight. We had a, you know, terrible start, and then once we kind of got through that first 4 or 5 minutes, we regrouped. A little shorthanded, as you mentioned, with Hugh not playing tonight. Hugh Hoagland, you know, one of our better interior bigs, starting big. So we were a little shorthanded, but yet we you know, and that hurt us later in the game. You know, at halftime, we were really proud of our rebounding effort, and then that kind of all went to poo-poo in the second half, and they really, their best offense was to kind of throw it up there, yeah, and then go get it, and that hurt us, no question.
We saw why you guys were so excited to get Isaiah White, graduate transfer from Maine. We heard about his all-around floor game, but his three-point shooting was underplayed, maybe not the strength of his game, but tonight, boy, when he got to the corners and was wide open, he didn't hesitate. It's a good-looking stroke, and they were going in right from the start.
Yeah, well, you know what? Isaiah came to us more as a kind of a scorer, slasher, and he's put a lot of time in and really dedicated himself over the summer months and to improve his three-point shooting. So, again, it was on full display here, and he's turned himself into a pretty fine offensive player, shooting threes and also being able to slash and get to the rim. So, yeah, a great addition for our program, especially offensively. So
I also thought Taki Ulafarenson, when D got into some foul trouble, you knew with Hugh being out, he was going to be asked to take on a lot. There was going to be somebody that was much bigger and stronger than him that he had to guard. But I think that early rebounding, he was the guy that came in and met the physical challenge. He was getting some box outs there, keeping their guys off. I thought what he gave, especially in the first half, was special. And now we've seen it for a couple of straight games. I think he understands he's got a huge opportunity here early on. And if he can convince all the coaches that he can bring that effort and energy every night, hopefully the jump shot will come. He's going to be a regular part of this offense.
Yeah, I think so. And again, I think that, you know, this is his first real year playing, and so there's a little rust on his game, you know, but he's a quality player, and, you know, a little bit of a streaky shooter right now, but he's a good player, and we knew that when we recruited him. So, you know, a matter of father time, and now he has an opportunity, and, you know, now the consistency, and you mentioned that. Now he has to show that consistency over games, but I think he's ready for this opportunity.
Chatting here with assistant coach Ben Johnson as the Pilots fall to USC 76-65. Big picture, you're not going to see too many teams like this in West Coast Conference play, or for that matter, for the rest of the non-conference. We got Houston out there in Hawaii, maybe some other teams that will have the size and the athleticism. But what do you take away from this? What are you going to show the guys that, hey, if you give this effort, play with this level of concentration, we clean up these areas, we are going to have an opportunity to win a lot of games?
Well, it's exactly those things, Jason. It's just showing them and them coming in and watching film and, you know, staying away from our areas of weakness, you know, shot selection early. Anytime we had quick jacks that led to transition points for them, we have to clean up those areas. You know, the defensive rebounding thing, that's going to happen when we get Theo back and Hugh back, and, you know, having a bigger, you know, more size in our lineup. That will hopefully help with those areas. But, you know, and then it's just, you know, our defense. You know, we've got to get better at being in gaps. We're playing the pack defense now, and it's something that we're committed to. But you saw us take many, many charges,
yep,
tonight, and there's a new level of physicality, and our guys are believing in it, and it's a different team. So,
yeah, the defense.
Let's not believe the polls.
Yeah, right? I thought the defense in spurts, there were great spurts there where everybody was engaged, communication, and that's when you saw the deflected passes, able to get some steals there.
Yep.
Isaiah White, Taki Ulafarenson getting hands, and then Chase out as the head of that thing, just forcing guys to places on the floor that they don't. We see the ingredients are there. That's just one of those repetition things.
No question, repetition. Isn't Chase fun to watch at both ends of the floor?
Yep.
Isn't he? And he's really getting after the
he's
ball.
He's starting to get after it. He got his jumper a little bit, found himself in the lane a few times there when nobody was around him, and that offense will come. But I don't think seeing it, he's a guy that you like to have because he doesn't have to see his shot go in before he engages the rest of his game.
Yeah, well, he's setting the table for so many other guys, and he's getting into gaps and finding shooters like Isaiah and Taki and Malcolm, and he's just a good player. I'm not trying to pump him up too much, but he's a different type player than we've had here in a couple of years, and it's exciting.
Now the tough part, the guys emptied the tank out there that we're playing. We got a game in about 36 hours, 2 o'clock, San Jose State. How do you get them around? How do you get them over this one? Obviously, you want to get them into bed and get off their feet as soon as possible and take it easy tomorrow. But how do you turn them around mentally so they don't let this game beat them twice?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think Coach does a great job, and he's already spoken to the guys after the game, and he's proud of their effort. And we're going to watch some film tomorrow and get off our feet and get ready to play a great game. But, again, we just challenge them with the same type of focus and energy they played with tonight. And I think if we do that and rebound a little bit better, we'll like our results.
It was a heck of an effort out here. I know everybody's inspired about the potential of what this team can become. Assistant Coach Ben Johnson, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks so
much,
Jason.
We'll see you on the bus.
Sounds good.
There